Tell that to the rest of the guys upstairs.
What?
Tell it to the rest of the oilam upstairs. Or should be upstairs. The door's closed over there? There's a pre chodosh in Hilchas Purim, Simen Tov Reish Tzadi Dalid, that he brings. The pasuk says in the Megillah, Umishloach Monois Ishlureyehu, Umatonis Lev Yoinim. So we send Mashloach Monois Ishlureyehu, Monois to one person. Umatonois is two matonois to Evyoinim, which means two Evyoinim, each one matono. Frek the Pri Chodosh, matonois is a Loshen Rabim, is two, and Evyoinim is a Loshen Rabim. So maybe the Pshat Posik is matonois is two, give two matonois to two Evyoinim, which means to each Evyoin give two matonois. It says, umatonois, it's two, give that to Evyoinim. So maybe it's like a shtayim shehin arba, which means there are two of yoinim, each one you have to give two matonis. That's his kashan. How do you know it means, what it really means? There's two matonis, lev yoinim, one to one. How do you know? That's what he asks. And he says, I'll bring you a raya that it's a kasha. I'll bring you a raya, because the Gemara says in Yuma, by the shnei se'irim on Yom Kippur, it says, you should make, also al shnei ha-se'irim, Goyrolois. On two of the seer, and the Gemara is the Kasha. How do you know it's one Goyrol for both? Maybe it's Goyrolois as a Lashon Rabbim. Maybe on each one of the seerim, you make a Goyrol. On Shnei Seerim, Goyrolois. Maybe it's a separate Goyrol on each seer. And the Gemara Darshan's a Posuk. No, one Goyrol for both. So says the Perichodesh. You see, when it says two to two, it means on the Svora would say on each one, two. That's what he asks. So maybe matonois, lev yoinim, which would mean two matonois to each evyoin. Ad kanis is kasha. Okay, maybe one could say, since it's money, it's not food, what has a shame of two matonos? What's one matono, what's two? It's money. Money has an amount. What would it mean? It's a mechudesh deka kasha. What would it mean? Don't give one matona to an Evyon, give an Evyon two matonas. What's
the
shear? What's the shear? What's the shear of matonas of Evyon? Maybe more, two coins.
Yeah.
Which coin? I would give you an example. I don't know English coins. There's a penny. Is the penny still around still?
Yeah.
We still have it?
Yeah, but give it to an Evyon, he'll throw it back in the
air. Okay. I don't know, two coin, what? A mana is a shear. It's a mount of a suit. Okay, akoponim. So he says like this, says the Prichotish. He says the Yisoid. He says, if it says Shnei Se'irim, on the Se'irim you should do Goyrolois, then there's a Havamina. Goyrolois is a Loshen Rabin, which is two. Maybe each one needs a Goyrol, each one. But if it says the number first, the number, like what you're giving and how many, matonois, and then lev yoinim, then matonois, what does matonois mean? Two. It doesn't get bigger when I say two lev yoinim. It's like matonois, you're going to give two. Lo ev yoinim, to two ev yoinim. So how do you do that? One matono to each ev yoinim. You don't, the number doesn't get, matonois is, that's it. Matonois. When the Torah says the number first, it doesn't get bigger. That's the amount. You will be potter with matonois. What should you do? If the Pasuk would say, Ule Evyoinim, give Matonois Enechanami. Then Evyoinim is two Evyoinim. What should I give each one? Matonois, two Matonois. But since it says the number first, Adkan is Divrei HaPrichodosh. The Shaila is on the Prichodosh. And so what you're wondering, from Chumash Rashi in Parshas Truma, by the kruvim, it says, by the oroin, it says, va'asiso shnayim kruvim, zov miksha, two kruvim, Mishnei Kitzois HaKapoyris. It says the number. Make Shnei Kruvim on the two edges of the Kapoyris. Next Pasuk. The Asisa Kruv Echod Mikotze Mizeh V'Kruv Echod Mikotze Mizeh. What's the repetition? Says Rashi. Second Pasuk. You just told me, make two Kruvim on the edges of the Kapoyris. Again, make one Kruv Adisa Kotze. Says Rashi, Sheloi Toimar Shnayim Kruvim L'Kol Kotze. Without Pasuk number two, I would say, V'yasisa Shnayim Kruvim Mishnei Ketzois, I would say two Kruvim on each edge. So I need a second Pasuk to tell me, no, one on each. Over here it says the Shnayim first. It's like Matonois Lo Evyoinim, the Klal of the Prichodosh. It says Shnayim. So Lefi the Klal of the Prichodosh, I shouldn't need another Pasuk. It says V'yasisa Shnayim Kruvim is two. That's the mount, no more. Where should I put them? Mishnei Ketzoi. So why do I need another Pasuk? It's a Pele Godel on the Klal of the Prichodosh. And the Pele is even more lahafli, because in the Prichodosh himself, in Tof Reish Sadi Dalid, there's Hashmotus. There's certain lines that were left out of the Prichodosh that they put it in the Hashmotus where it's supposed to be. In that small shtickle Prichodosh, he says, when he's asking the Kasha, how do you know Matonis Levyoinim means each Evian gets one, maybe it's two to two, he brings the Gemara and Yuma. You see, you need a Ribui. You see, you need a Ribui Lafuki. And he brings the Chumash Rashi. He brings Chumash Rashi that Usisa Shnei Kruvim al Shnei Kitzoyza Kapoyers. And Rashi there's Mavur. You need another Pasuk to say, no, one to one. Those like are his two Makoyers that without a Pasuk, I would say it means each one gets two. So what's his answer? His answer is, when it says the number, the amount first, it's not in the Nisrabi afterward. Matonois, that's it. Two, and then, so he didn't answer this kasha. Shnei Seirim Goy Rolais, he answered. He didn't answer this kasha. Like a plia. In the Nuch Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Prima Godim. So if you look up Tofri Tzadlim, you find it inside. That's in the new Shulchan Aruch. They put it back in the place. But the old ones, it's like at the end, the Yiftah Shmotas. Okay, everybody say kasha. So I want to answer the kasha. I want to answer the kasha. And the Yisoid of the Prichodosh is whenever the Torah says a number, an amount, and this is the amount you have to give, if it says the amount first, that will pat you. It's not going to get bigger when we tell you how to give it out. That's its cloud. Matonois, if it would say le'evyoine matonois, it would mean each evin gets two. But if it says matonois, you only have to give two. So what about over here? Asisa Shnayim, say the same klal. The answer is like this. Possible answer. What's the difference between Shnayim and Shnei? Sometimes it says in the Torah Shnayim, and sometimes it says Shnei. Moshe Vayakel, it says Shnei Kruvim. Here it says Shnayim. The Rabbeinu B'chai has an arichus on this, and state in the Netziv over here. Shnei is a number. It means two identical. Two. Make two, three, the same thing again. When it says Shnayim, it also means two, but they're not identical. There's a Shinui. And the Shinui and the Kruvim, why weren't they identical? He's going with the Pshat, one Pshat in Rabbeinu B'chai, it's a Gemara, that one of them had a parts of a Zohar, one was in a Keva. So he says, when it says Shnayim on a Zohar of a Keva, the Mechuvin is not two, which it is, it's a pair. A pair. There's something called a pair of shoes. It's also two shoes. But it's not an amount, it's a pair. What's a pair? When you have a pair of something, P-A-I-R, a zug, is the pshat, are they the same or not? They're not the same. They can't be the same. When you have two pairs of shoes, one's for the right foot, one's for the left foot. But the difference makes them the pair. A pair of scissors. The blades are not the same. But when you put them together, that's how it works. It's a pair. You can't do anything with one without the other. You can't do anything with one because it's the hashloma, like the mice with Rabbi Yerucham. When he once got on a train, Rabbi Yerucham, and when he's getting on the train, one of his shoes fell off, and the door started. The doors closed, so quickly he took off his other shoe and threw it out the window.
He hit it with a glove.
Okay. Whether it was a shoe or glove, Yesh Gorsim. It's very good. Aries are good. Ezok, they're good. Ezok, they're good. It means the story was with a nal. It was with a minal. A noal. Sholaf ish naloi. And the shayla, the old shayla. The olim knows when I say sholaf ish naloi and shia, I say he took off his glove. Everyone looks like, what did Rebbe say? It's a glove, not a shoe. Everyone thinks it means a shoe. Talk about it a different time. That's what the ayah means. Okay. Mercedes. It could be with a glove. Don't know. I had it with a shoe. But no, but wait a second. The point is, Rabbi Yochum thought of it in a second. He thought of it in a second. You have to do it in a second. He has one shoe, and the other guy is going to find that has one shoe. So no one has anything. Someone should be Nana. He can't have both. So he threw it out the window. So at least someone should be Nana from the shoes, a pair of shoes. That was the story. Akoponim. So Rabbi say it's a pair. They're mashlim each other. Saying is the Netziv says the same thing by Eidus. By Dinei Momonos, it says Al pi shnayim edim, not shnei. Shnayim is mashma, they're not the same. So says the Netziv over there, Murdik. He brings the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says in Sanhedrin, when they do bedikas on the Eidus, if they say the exact same thing, word per word, we're not mekabel the Eidus, the apostle. How do two people tell a story identically the same words? That means it was a sheker. They made up to say a sheker. There has to be shinuyim. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that you listen to his story, you listen to his story, and then if it's the same thing, that's shneidim, but they can't be identical. The goyin over there in Hilchas Eidus is medayiket from the Loshna Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, when the boydek es ha'edim, it says, nimtzu'u divreihem mechuvonim. Then the kosher. Like nimtzu'u. What's nimtzu'u? Nimtzu'u. They are mechuvonim. No. It means they didn't say the exact same, but you have to, the Jewish have heard it. So Rabbi said, that says the Netziv. That's why by Eidim it doesn't say shnei, because it's a pair. They're not the exact same, but the difference between them makes them kosher Eidus. So too by the Kruvim, it's the Mashpia and the Mekabel with different Ramazim on the Eibish, the Klal Yisrael, it's a pair. Okay, back to us. If so, when the Torah said, B'maymar Muzika, by Dinei Nefoshes, it does says Al Pi Shnei Eidim. By Dinei Momonos, it says Shnayim. By Dinei Nefoshes, it says Shnei, that's a different Arichos, what the difference is. But over here, back to the Pasuk, I think we can have once we realize this Pshat, that by the Kruvim, when it says Asisa Shnayim Kruvim, Mishnei Ketoyis HaKaporis, the Mechuvan of the Shnayim is not stam how many to make, it's a pair. If so, we can say, here you don't have this klal of the Pri Chodosh of the number first, for two reasons. Number one, because the Mechuvan of Shnayim is not telling you how much to make a pair. So over here it could be, make a pair on the two edges. The klal of the Pri Chodosh, if I'm telling you how much, how many to make, doesn't get bigger when I tell you where to give it or where to make it. But here, that's not the mechuvan. That's Aleph. Beis, you could be Moisif. Because it's a pair, Adarabot, there's a havmini, they have to be together. Maybe they have to be Zel u'mazeh together. Otherwise, you separate them too much. It's not a pair. So, this drasha was darshaned, part of it, once upon a time, by one of my daughters, Sheva Brachas. You ever have to speak by Sheva Brachas. Azochar Nekeva is not Shnei, it's Shnayim. Are they the same? No, they're not the same. We'd be in very big trouble if our wives agreed with everything we said. They have the Bini Yisera. There's Kama Noshim, I won't mention who, Kama Noshim that don't know one Rashi in the Torah, and they have more Das Torah than most of the Rashivas around today. There is such a zach. How do they get it? Where do they get this? They know what yeshiva bachur should be doing, and they have this bini yaseira, wherever they get it from. But remember that you'll come home one day, and you'll have a discussion of what to do. Maybe I should leave this man early for 2 weeks. Maybe this, and I have different reasons, and this, and all the lumdas. And Avreich told me this week that he's not going to be able to make the asifa, the mir head in the arena. I mean, he won't be able to make it because he says it's Shana Rishoina, and he doesn't come to yeshiva at night, and he knows this and that. He came with 2-3 reasons, so he asked me what he should do with his ticket. I said, first, discuss it with your wife. Just he had all. Lamdish is for us. Good. Here and here. So he calls me half hour later. He says, I told it all over the marsh. He says, I'm the whole yeshiva, 10,000 people from all me. You're not going to be there in some Maimon Kodesh, and you're not going to go to the Maimon Kodesh. That was it. Certain Muskel Rishon. So he went. Poor guy had to go. So he went. But I call upon him. So it's a peer, Rabbi say. It's a peer. The difference is mashlim. It's a peer. That's what a peer is. There's a Moridika Balaturim that we say over. I heard it from Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was the one who was mefarsim this Balaturim. Heard it from him 35, 36 years ago, maybe. The Balatum on this Pasuk Shnayim Kruvim. And he said like this. He said, this is how we used to say it over. He said, if we would want to know what's the place in this world that has the most Kedusha, the most Kedusha Hashoras Hashchina that's possible. So we used to start from the Mishnah in Kalim. In Mishnah in Kalim says, Asora Kedusha, saying, Eretz Yisrael is Kodosh Mikol Shar HaRotzos. In Eretz Yisrael, Harabayis. Tameim can't go on to Harabayis. In Harabayis, you have the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's more Kedusha, the closer you get in. The Azora, Ezos Koinim. Bein Ha'ulam Lamezbeach. Not all Koinim can go till you get into the Ulam. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is, in the Mishnah, they're the top of the top. No one goes in. Koin Gadol wants to hear that. Now, okay, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we want to pinpoint. Where is it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Moshchina, Mibein Shnei Akruvim, the Vinayadati, Vidibarti, was that, you got it. So all we have to figure out is what was the Shnei Kruvim, and we'll see where the Hashvos HaShchina is the most in the Welt. So the Baal HaTum, there's many different Shotim in the Kruvim. You look at Rabbeinu Bechai, the Ramban. The Baal HaTum says as follows. Shnayim kruvim pneim ish alochiv, kemoi shnei chaverim, shenoisim venoisnim bedivrei Torah. He says it's a chavrusa shaft. It's two chaverim. Doesn't say Rosh Yeshivas, Talmide Chachomim, etc. It says shnei chaverim. It's two bochrim in yeshiva, noisim venoisnim bedivrei Torah. That's where it's at. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where no one even knows about them, no one sees them, no one knows. You have to go up on a Friday afternoon, find two bochum learning in the corner of the Beis Medrash, in the fish tank or the shark tank, where no one even knows, at 3:30 Friday afternoon. Let's say you walked up there and you saw that. A balabas would see that. You think they have nothing to do? What? Nothing to prepare for Shabbos? Go outside. What's happening outside? The whole world is tumulting. Look at Erev Shabbos. Go to the shuk. The whole world is getting ready for Shabbos and this, and everything's happening. These two guys, no one knows about them, and they're chazering over the sugya. Omer Reb Zeira, Boy Reb Zeira, talk for echad befaneinu mahu. So you want to know where's the Eibishter in the whole planet? Right there. Right there, that's where it is. No one sees, no one knows. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Reb Osher mentioned in his drosha that what's holding up the world is the younger light, the older younger light in Meir Yeshiva. Nosson Tzvi used to come. When we used to have the Sudas Shabbos in Yeshiva many, many years ago. Nosson Tzvi used to come to the Suda. We used to have with the Bochum together. He used to come for 10, 15 minutes to the Suda. Nosson Tzvi Zatzal. And he once said, it was always like to ask him to speak was like Moridik. Since Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, there hasn't been such a drat darshana. It was the shortest speech ever. He would speak a sentence and a half, never more. But each word was a sheikh lali. I mean, the words were measured. But, and he said if he could have a painting, an artist could paint him a picture of anything in the world, what would he pick? You know, a painting, anything, a top artist. They have these things, right? These top artists, you could send in something and they paint the picture. They have these things, by the way. You could pick an artist, he could commission them. The Bochum once did it for me. They took a picture, they gave it to me for Purim, painted, real painted, expensive picture. I looked at the picture. I said the artist was a goy. And they were mishtaymim. I said, you're right. He happened to be the best one, but he was a goy. I said, how do you know? How did I know it was a guy? I said, for starters, look at the way he made my hat. He got every piece of dirt and white and kvetch in the hat stands out. I said, anyone who knows anything about hats wouldn't have done that. You think a little nicer, a little fixed the knetch, a little bit. It was a dirty old hat from like 1,000 years ago. And he was exact. Had to be only a guy could do that. But so Akoponim. So Reb Nosson Tzvi said, any picture he can have, he would get a yeshiva bocher. A bocher in yeshiva, that would be his picture. That's by him was the... So I thought to myself, if I could have a picture, it would be one of the older avreichim. You go into the Merkozi, or the other ones at 60 years old, white beard, coming to yeshiva every day, not learning... coming down, eating the yeshiva food for lunch. That's my olam haba, just to see that. Yeah, we're all going out to eat at all the places. No shteller, no covered, no frack. Garnish, but pure limud ha-toyra day in, day out. That's the kruvim. That is the kruvim. I'm kedarki, I'm being saying in my lashon, I'm being marich a little bit. And Kudir Rabasha said, he said, those are the Loim Dei Torah, the pure Loim Dei Torah that are holding up the world. Unbelievable. Rabbi said, that's the Shnei Kruvim. That's the Shnei Kruvim.
The Shiva Zatzal, when he got married, he'd come 10 o'clock, dressed ready for Shabbos, the room which was prime. The rabbits would bring lunch. He wouldn't go home.
Nothing to see. 10 o'clock, we learned through Chaim, and he wouldn't go home. He didn't go home at all. She brought him.
He was already went to the meeting. Yes. 10 o'clock.
She would bring him lunch.
Every Friday.
The old stories, like the Friday night story. She used to stay up. She was his shayma. Lessons used to learn late at night, Friday night, but they had a kerosene lamp. And you're not allowed to learn L'or HaNer because of a chashash of Shemayate. But that was the only Ner.
Balonim.
So, what?
Balonim.
Balonim. So the Rebbetzin used to stay up to be the Shoyme, to be his Shoyme. Hours and hours and hours. Wow. Okay. Those are the Rebbetzins I'm talking about. What I say? Those are the Rebbetzins I'm talking about. So, the I mentioned another nekuda over here. I told the Olam I will mention some nekudas that Rav Osher said in the drasha, and that was another nekuda that Rav Osher mentioned. He said that someone wants a girl. She wanted to marry a Ben Torah. It wasn't easy then in those times. And she asked the Chazon Ish that there was a Ben Torah that for some reason had a certain mum. It was Lokhi Begufai. But he was a Talmud Chacham. He wanted a... So she asked the Chazon Ish, how much does a person have to be makriv for Torah? Do I have to give up? On the other hand, I always pictured kind of a different husband. What he'd look like. Marrying this guy, on one hand, it's for Torah, but I'm giving up. How much? What's the shear? So the Chazon Ish answered, The Torah doesn't want hakrovas karbonas. That's not what the Torah wants. You're not makriv karbonas for the Torah. If you feel you're being makriv, Torah doesn't want that. You feel it's hakrova, then no, don't do it. That's not what the Torah wants. But I think the Olam has heard this from me before. And he said, mamish the loshen mila b'mila. He must have heard, someone must have told him over. Right, because the mashal was mila b'mila. He said, someone goes to make money or goes to school, for medical school was his mashal. And he's, you ever hear someone say, I'm being moiser nefesh, I'm being makriv 8 years of my life. I'm going to be makriv to become a doctor. You won't hear that loshen, akrova. Why? Because that's what he wants. That's whole masas chayiv. That's what he wants. He wants to be rich. He wants to become a doctor. That's not a hakrova. That's not a hakrova. It's hard. No one says it's not hard. It's easy. But it's not a hakrova. That's what Torah is. Person has to reach the madrega, which you can, by learning Torah, which you can, where you feel you're not giving, you're gaining. You're not giving. Someone who goes to law school and medical school because they want to give to, I want to give to the world. I want to, right? Yeah, nechta katog, right? So it's the exact same thing for selfish reasons. You have, I love Torah, I love it, and I want to be a big Talmud Chacham. I want to be close to the Eibishter. That's what Torah wants. I said over Reb Noach Weinberg used to give a bracha to his granddaughters. You should never be moiser nefesh la Torah when they got married. You should never be moiser nefesh la Torah. So I will mention that my mother Zayda, the Noam Elimelech, in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, Parsha's Truma, the Noam Elimelech asks the Kasha, what's the Lashon v'yikchu li Truma? It should say v'yitnu li. What's v'yikchu? V'yitnu li, you're giving or you're taking? It says take, what are you taking? What are you taking? See, he says, Rabbi Yisrael, this voice, he says like this. He says, a moiridik apshat in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, an ovois, Al tiu kavodim hamishamshin es arav al manas lekabel pras. Elo, havi kavodim hamishamshin es arav, sheloy al manas lekabel pras. What is the kfeilus? Seemingly it says the same thing twice. He says, no, it's not the same thing twice. Give a moshel. Give a moshel. If someone would ask you that one of the Gedolei Ador needs a chavrusa, I'll pay you 50 shekel to learn with Moshe Hillel or Dov Landau. I'll pay you 50 shekel to learn with them for 20 minutes a day. Would you ask him to do it? Yeah, ask him to do it. And you'll take, fine, take the 50 shekel. And let's say if the you do it once or twice, and third time, oh yeah, I forgot the money to pay you. You're gonna say, well, 1 second, where's my 50 shekel? No, you're not. You need the 50 shekel. You'll pay more than that to do it. Yeah? Even if you're getting something, but it's not negeya. So it's not the pshat that you're willing to do it for free. What's the pshat you'll tell me, I don't need the 50 shekel? Because you're willing to do it for free? No. I would pay who knows what to get that. Says the Noyam Elimelech, there are two dargas over here. Number one, a person shouldn't do the avodas Hashem for schar. That's the ratio. Al tiu kavodim hamisham shenetzarav al manas lekabel prats. That's the madreka of the pshutim. The pshut, and he calls that the lower level of the tzaddik. Whoever the tzaddik is in his sefer, the tzaddik, that is the lower level. The higher level is hevi kavodim hamisham shenetzarav sheloy al manas lekabel prats, which means giving you a pras would be mamayit the avoida. The avoida itself is. Such a tanug ruchoni oilomi that you give me money? Give me money for that? You mafchis it by giving me. How can you talk in money? Monetary terms. That's what he says. So he says, that's the pshat. V'yikhu li truma, the halacha of Nesinas truma was Nedivas Aleif. Says the Eibishter, you're building a bayis v'ashros hashchina. Who should give? Don't give if you're doing me a favor. Don't give. The yitnuli we don't want. The yikhuli. Right? Right? So when the Gadol Hador comes to America, he stays at someone's house. Yeah? They live on that for the next three doiris. Oh yeah, you know, my father, Yena Godel stayed in his house, and Yena Godel stayed in his house, and Yena Godel. You know how much the yeshivas, they make money off this. That's how they make money. The highest bidder gets the Rosh Yeshiva to stay in the house, by the way. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars. When the Rabbeim go, they sell it. I don't know for how much, $10, $20, but something. But it's something. They make money off it. They make money. So the Eibishter says, V'yikhuli, V'yikhuli. Someone who's holding by the Madrega that, wow, this is an investment. That's who we want. That's who we want for the Hashroas Hashchina over here, for the Mokim of the Orin, which was the Mokim HaTayra. So a second Nekuda that Rabosha mentioned was, said two Nekudas. One was, he said, he was talking about the Nesiyonis of Bnei Torah, that's him in the whole world, now in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a lot of sinner to Bnei Torah, a lot of sinner, they're trying to be Mavata L'Torah, and in his Nusach, he said, there's a koil anois chalusha, a very, very weak koil that's coming from other places. Doesn't come close to the koil ha-toira from the bottom of Joshua. But and people have to be, there's nesyonis, there's certain nesyonis of staying and learning, growing and learning, when there's all the hanos ha-oilam are pulling us out over there. He said, when someone is misgaber on the Nisani, he said like this, he heard from Rav Moshe Shmuel. Yeah, anyone else quote? Who else did he hear quote Rav Moshe Shmuel? I was curious. Besides me and Rav Moshe. Yeah. Who else? Yeah, who?
Yeah,
because Alts Mishpocha.
Yeah,
because he was Mishpocha. Yeah. I'm curious. You hear anyone else quote Rav Moshe Shmuel? It's Dovido Zachasi. Rav Moshe Shmuel said, over from Reb Baruch Ber, Baha'i Lishma. In Reb Baruch Ber's man, there was a sakona of the Haskalah. Yeshiva Baruchim were getting Nimshach after Haskalah, the enlightened Haskalah. We don't have that today. Today, the Haskalah is, we don't have that in Soyin Bechlal today, Baruch Hashem. Eibush has saved us from that. No one has, I don't think there's any sane person today that thinks that the elite intellectuals in the college campuses are the, it's maybe the place to go. It doesn't exist anymore. What you say, it doesn't exist. If you ever see a quote that sounds like the most absurd, stupidest thing that a human being can say, you're 100% sure it came from a college professor. You don't even have to look who said it. That's the matzav in today's world. It's like one of the best things that ever happened. Like, from all the, it's such a bazillion today. Like, all the colleges, a bazillion. Be part of it. So, that time there was the Haskalah. And Reb Baruch Ber said, a bocher that stays in yeshiva and is oymed in the nesoyim is no less choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Rebbe Kiveger B'doyrei. And when Reb Baruch Ber, to say this, Reb Baruch Ber who knew who Rebbe Kiveger was, not like us. When someone came to tell Reb Baruch Ber a teretz on Rebbe Kiveger's kasha, Reb Baruch Ber said, a teretz you have? He's saying a teretz? You're asking a kasha? How come Rebbe Kiveger didn't answer this? It's not an answer, you answer Rebbe Kiveger's kasha. It's so good. That's why the only way possible to say a teretz to Rebbe Kiveger's kasha, how can you say a teretz? The only way to answer is if you can say a teret and then explain exactly why Rabbi Kiveger didn't answer this, because he was going with that Malach Medina, then you're okay. But if you can't explain that, you don't have a teret. You know what Rabbi Kiveger was? When he approaches a Rabbi Kiveger, it's bereses vizia. It's a statement. That means that each door vidor has its nesiyonis, and if you're oymed in the nesiyon of that door, of that matzav, whatever it is, whatever nesoyin you're having today, this month, this year, and you're able, you misgaber, you're choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no less than Rebbe Kiveger. But I say it's an unbelievable thing, but the Maisa, The Shoresh Hadov is also in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in Avodah Zarah, I think it's Daf Hei. The Gemara there says, Omar Reish Lakish, Bo V'nachzik Toiva La'avoseinu. We have to have a Koras HaToiv to our ancestors. Why? Which a Koras HaToiv? Il Mole Shechotu, Maskonos HaGemara, Ki'ilu Loibonu Li'oilam. Had there been no chet, there would be no Misa. If they wouldn't have done Averis, Misa wouldn't have been Nigzar on Adam Arishon and Vayter. So they would all be alive today. Imagine today if the Rishonim, Achroim, that Tanom would be alive, if Rabbi Kivege, Rabbi Chaim, where would we be? Who would we be? I would be lucky to be the one locking the doors or sweeping the floor. No, there's much more choshev people that would be sweeping. We would be Botlam Avutl. So says Reish Lakish, Bo v'nachzik toiva la'aviseinu. Nachzik toiva, because they're not here. So memela, all of us could be mandi yomrim. That's what Reish Lakish said. Frektich sam sofer, kasha. Frektich sam sofer, that's good now. So what's going to happen by tchias ha-mesim? So that means that by Tchias HaMesim, they all come back. What happens to us? Very temporary. What's going to happen by Tchias HaMesim? We're not going to rate. That's his kasha. Says the Chassam Sofer. No. He says, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and Aviseinu, and there's such a hester upon him, in these doiris, that someone who could be blind by Yiddishkeit and oived Hashem, he's going to rate when Mashiach comes with all the Rishonim, Achronim, and Tanon. Yeah, they were much bigger, but in those doiris, they saw what we don't see. We have Nisyonis today that didn't exist in other times. The Nisyonis that we have today, pulling us out, didn't exist. Each door has their Nisyonis, and that's the job of a Ben Torah, of a Yid, in that door, whatever. And with that, we can rate no less. When Mashiach comes, we'll have. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. There's just everything outside is such an Oilam HaSheker, such an Oilam HaSheker, with Shtusim. A person has to use his seichel. In the kroshim, it says a pasuk in this week's parasha, v'asisa es ha-kroshim, frek rashi. Why is the hay? It doesn't say hay everywhere else. It says, sisa kroshim. Ha-kroshim, the hay is the kroshim that were miyuchodim mizumonim. Because when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he planted Arozim, and he told them, Bnei Yisrael, you're going to make a Mishkan, take it out with you, it should be ready. So when they went out of Mitzrayim, they took out the wagons with Kroshim on it. The Ibn Ezra asks, he says, how can that be? He says, you're telling me they took out giant Kroshim, 10 Amos, big. They don't make trees like that. The giant 10 amas. So what did they tell the Mitzrayim? They told Pare and the Mitzrayim, listen, we're going out for 3 days. We're going on vacation. We have an off Shabbos. Rebbe gave us, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us off Friday and Sunday. We're coming back after 3 days. What's this about? They're going out with wagon loads of kroshim. How do they just walk out of Mitzrayim with that? That's his kasha. This is the Ebenez. Look at this. Ebenez kasha. He doesn't answer. Yes, he says. They gave it away. They gave away that they're not planning on coming back. That's what he asks. Not mistaber, this medrash. So the answer is like this, Rabbi. I tell the answer. The answer is, I've had the Mitzrayim, they saw them going out with kroshim. But what about food? Did they go out with food? No. It's a matzah. They didn't have food. What's Takab Shat? They go out with Kroshim. They planned it for hundreds of years. The Mishkan was in the planning, but the food? Shat is Poshet, because the Ruchni is they have to be take care of, make sure it's all going to work. The Yashmi is the Abish will take care of. Mietz Hashem, it'll be good. Mietz Hashem, well, the Gamshi is a workout. But not the Ruchnius. Mietz Hashem, I'll find a place to learn, it'll be good. No, a person's coming to yeshiva, nuzman, you make sure you have a chavrusa set up, you make sure what is best you could, that the Gashmi is Mietz Hashem, it'll work. So a guy didn't can't chap that. They saw them going on and saying, yeah, they had a kasha, there was a question mark on these kashim. But it can't be they're running away, no food. Yeah, they have kashim. Okay, but don't know what they're doing with the kashim. But that's not a giveaway if you're going out with one pair of shoes and no food. There's no way they're running. There's no way they're not coming back. Doesn't matter with the kroshim. The Medrash says that Atze Shitim is Miloshen Shtus. Shitim is a Shtus. What Shtus? Yovoy Hashitim v'yechaper on the Maisa's Nus that Klal Yisrael did in Shitim. That's what the Medrash says. Shitim is a Loshen Shtus. In Shitim, Klal Yisrael was Nichshal is nus, and the Chazal say Eda the Mechoytei Ella Im Kain Nichnas Boy Ruach Shtus. What does that mean? Person who does an Aveira is begeder a Shaita. Why? The Pshat is because if he would sit down, if he would be 100% klor b'yishev and das, what he's supposed to be doing, what he should be doing, he wouldn't be doing this. So that somehow the Yetzer Hara made a dimyon for him, the miyoynes of Shtus, and he lost it. He wasn't thinking properly. That's where every single Avera comes from. The blindness of not thinking about. The Shittim was something that was well planned in advance. Planned out, B'yishuv Hadas, exactly, not in the spur of the moment, what are we going to do? It was all planned. If a person makes a plan, they say, how much is left to this man? Don't know. Hakol hoylech achar agmar. We can make it, if you have a good ending, it'll be with you for life. Besides that, you'll have more of a geshmak ben azmanim. Here's the bochum that don't learn well the end. Ben azmanim is not the same. It's not the same. It's an ish. You want to have that feeling of, shh, closing gemara at the end of the zman. So, you have to up the game now. But, everyone knows that. But, you have to sit down and think, what am I going to do for the last few weeks to make sure that it is going to be the starkest lima that I can do. If you don't think about it, yeah, in the back of the head we want, but that's dimyayin, that's called dimyayinus, Rabbi said. That's called dimyayinus. You know what dimyayinus are? When I go to shul Friday night to learn something after the Suda, that's my best time. It's quiet. My mokum kavu is by the bima. I have a mokum kavu. The oilam knows. If when I walk in, they move away because I stand by the bima. I can't sit down. Because I physically cannot keep my eyes open. Physically, I'm so wiped out from the week. I can't. If I would sit down, I can't. So I have to stand. And every Leil Shabbos, there's a younger man comes in, goes over to the shelf. He takes out whatever Gemara he's learning. Gemara Ksubas, Ramban. See the Ramban also takes out a Ramban. It's a Ktzos on the sugi I want to go over. Pulls out a Ktzos. And he walks by the Sforum Shrank of Chumashim. So I have to be Mashlim. I didn't finish being Mavet Sedra. And it's Maral. Nice. Take out a Maral over here. Maybe a little bit Musar. One or two Musar Sforum. Kind of the stack of Sforum. Puts it down at the table. And right there on the table, they have these the pamphlets, the Alonim, of Once Upon a Time Was the Torah Wellsprings. Avigdor Miller. Now there's competition with the Chofetz Chaim Heritage, the Adaraba. I'm familiar. What's it called? The Adaraba? What's it called? Yeah, Yoni, what's it? And then there's comics also. Now some of them have comics. What? I see you know them all. Oh, okay. So there's pamphlets on the table. And okay, let me just look at this. And after an hour, he falls asleep on the pamphlets. And then an hour and a half, 2 hours later, he gets up with the same, didn't open one sefer. He goes back. It would be funny if it happened once. But it happens every single week. It happens every single week. Every single week. That is the sefer. That sefer puts it down. And it's always, the Yetzer knows exactly what to put for that. It's like, that's called, that's, Rabbi said, that's the Olam HaDimyon, living in the Dimyonis. Sit down. When you go in to learn Friday night, don't take two sefer. Take out one sefer, nothing else. That's it. If you finish that, you'll get up and get another sefer. And we'll see what happens. Take out one sefer, learn an omud. Same thing with Bein HaZmanim. Everyone goes into Bein HaZmanim, I'm going to chaza everything I learned, prepare the next, then whatever I'm learning for the next man. Listen, I go through a few Haggadahs also to have some Torah and this and that. And you accomplish 1% that you thought. And you have every Bein HaZmanim, you come back with a feeling of what I do, unaccomplished. That's Koyach of the Yetzer makes the Miyonis. I'm going to learn a few blat. I'll do one pirish on the Haggadah, and that's it. That's it. If you have more time, you have more time. You'll feel like a mensch, and you'll feel like an accomplished individual instead of a... That's all the Koyach of the... That's all the Koyach of the Dimyon. It's interesting. I once saw in Reb Tzadok that the koyach of a molek is koyach ha-dimyon. And to be shoylet on a molek, you need seichel. Revolba knew Tzadik. He bases a lot of things set in Ali Shor, by the way, are based not only Pachad Yitzchok, a lot of things there are based on Reb Tzadik, different svarim. And in the Das Shloima, Nashleim, he has on Purim. He has Kama Mamorim Purim. One of them is Dimyon Neger HaSeichel. He doesn't bring Reb Tzadok. But he says there, it's kedai to see. He says, if you just pay attention to Haman, Haman was a life full of Dimyonis means fake illusions that you're just living with and you think you're going to... Haman was delusional. 100%. It's not hard. You don't have to be a big... a psychologist. He's the second highest in the world. Achashverosh was Moilech Bekeeper, 128 Medina, the whole world. He's the second in command. There's one person that doesn't bow down to him, one yid. So, and he can't handle it. And it's not enough to make a mishpat with him. No, kill out all the yidden. There's no rational thinking to that. It's called a delusional person. When Achashverosh calls him in and says, there's a toiva that I have to do for someone. What do you suggest? So Vayomer Haman Belibo. So let's see, there's 8 billion people in the world. Let me see. No, not him. It's me. There's no one else that it could be but me. There's a process of elimination. And what should he do? No less than the king's clothes and horse and throne. A child wouldn't do that. Yeah, how smart do you have to be? One thing after the other. You go through every single thing. He goes through many, many protim. I once heard from Tzvi Meyer. There's a Tzvi Meyer yesterday, Kasha. Haman's daughter, when she saw the horse, Kocha Ye Osa Le'ish. So she threw the otzitz, whatever it was, the garbage or the Beis Akisei, she threw it on the one who was on her father, the one who was leading the horse, which was Haman, and she jumped off the roof. So she thought that why'd she throw on the one leading the horse? Because she was sure it was her father. Must be Haman's on the horse. Who's leading who? But Haman's leading Mordechai can't be. It must be Haman's on the horse. Haman's on the chariot, and Mordechai's leading him. So he asks, but they were screaming at the top of their lungs, Kocho Ye'os. Let's say she couldn't see. She didn't see who's leading the horse, but she didn't hear. She didn't hear her father's voice, Kocho Ye'os El'ish Asher Melech Chofetz Bikoroi. Why didn't she hear that? How'd she throw the otzitz on the one leading the horse? She heard Haman's voice. That's what he asked. I say it with Tzvi Meyer Gefrecht. You want to hear what he answered? He said, of course she heard the voice and she recognized it. She was 100% it's her father saying that. But she was still sure that it's her father on the chariot. She knew her father. Haman is Mesugal to be the one on the chariot and pointing, Rabbi, everyone, Kocho Ye'osel Ish Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikoroi. She was sure she was. So it still didn't frag up that he's not. It was a machine. But akoponim, it's the koyach of a person's seichel, and that's the atzei shitim. When a person is biyishav adas, and he plans it out. I will just mention one more short nekuda, very short. One more thing that Rav Asher said over. The Oilam asked me to do a short chazara. One more, he said a moridika story. He said a yid from the previous doiris, an anak, a giant person. He was a small child by the Knesia HaGedoyla, where the Chofetz Chaim was. Chofetz Chaim was, he was a small child. And he went over to the table to listen what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. Chofetz Chaim would talk to himself. And he heard the Chofetz Chaim said, in Seren Yiddish, Emuz Shoin Kumin. Emuz Shoin Kumin. Bald, Velt and Eshobin Vemin Tzeredin. He said, Mashiach has to, he was talking to Hashem. Mashiach has to come now, because in a little while he will have no one to talk to. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. He looked around, and the Chofetz Chaim said, these are the Gedolim, this is what we have, this is our generation, and it's just getting, you read this Hadaris. He said, this is it. If Mashiach has someone to talk to now, but in a few years, he's going to come. He won't have who to talk to. That was his tefillah. That was his tefillah. So Moshe asked like this. He said, that tefillah went up to the Kisei HaKovet. So the Chofetz Chaim's tefillah wasn't answered. He said, it wasn't answered. Mashiach has not come. That was talking about 100 years ago. And Mashiach isn't this. What, the tefillah wasn't answered? So he said, no. He's 100% zicha. The tefillah was answered. 100%. 100% answered. What was the tefillah? He said, if Mashiach doesn't come now, when Mashiach comes, he won't have who to talk to. So the Eibishter answered as follows. I can't bring Mashiach now. You have to know Cheshbon is a Mashiach. But I will make sure that there are people with who to talk. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer. It's on my shoulders. My Echray is here. There will be people for Mashiach to talk to. Meaning, the Ribui HaTorah, Ubnei Torah and yeshivas that we have today is incomparable to 100 years ago. That's the Siyata, the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making sure that we, the Torah that we have. I remember Alti Yidin and Shul, when we were learning, would tell me, he says, do you know years ago, when we were in yeshiva, we didn't have this lamdas, we didn't have this forum, we didn't have any of this. You didn't have, when he was a young bocher, you didn't have Reb Shmuel, you didn't have the Aviezri, Reb Shimon. None of these were printed yet. To get into a little bit lumdus of the sugi, you know what it took? Today, you can open up on any single sugi and you can sink your teeth into it. And you get into right away, prepare yourself a chabura and you're on a high. Yeah, imagine no achoinim, no koibits, and you just have the Gemara. How long would it take to get to a Chakira, to get to a Chiddush of the Nesivas? If. That's the Maton of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'loi Ma'astim V'loi Ga'altim. The Chazanish said, right? The Chazanish says, Gam Be'eretz Oyveyim, Loi Ma'astim V'loi Ga'altim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Shimon B'doiroi by the Churban, Mordechai in his door, and today where's the Loi Ma'astim? The Chaznish said, that's the Ktsois and the Nesivas. That's what I gave you. Each door, there's enough Geshmak of Torah that'll hold you. So this is the Eibishter's answer. This is the Eibishter's answer. Basically, there's a Rav Asher's Pshat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering the Tefillah of the Chofetz Chaim. This is a... It's a Pshat. It's a Shir. It's a Shir. But the end of that, that's the chizak. It's a chizak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping us on our feet. He's keeping us on our feet until Mashiach comes. It's on a chassidish note. It's very chassidish and it's not. There's a song that I heard I was in the car. There's a song recently about a member from the mayor, Parmishlan, something he used to say, and they made a song of it. And he used to say that in Yiddish, he said it, Bizen Kretschma darf man euch trink. But I heard the song, I heard it in the car once. And Yoni will sing it for us afterward. It's a song, I don't know how it starts. How does it say? Rabbi Shalom, so whatever, it's a song. Rabbi said it's a song. Rabbi Moshe doesn't know it? That's Amaratus. How come if I know it, you don't? What?
We know it in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati, they know it. In Cincinnati. Cincinnati's almost in town already, so. So, yeah, yeah. So, Rabbi, so I'll tell you, I just want to tell you what it is. So, the Oilam sings it, and I once asked the Oilam, I said, what do the words mean? He said, what do the words mean? He said, I don't know. Kretschma is a tavern. It's a pub, but they get shikker. That's what a kretschma is. The taverns and the pubs in Poland. They used to work a whole day, and what kept them going? Because they know they take their money at the end of the day, they go to the tavern and get shikker. That's what kept them going. It was called, in I think it's Polish, it must be. It's called kretschma. A kretschma. That's what the tavern is called. So the song is that these hard workers, after a hard day, they made their money, but they have to travel to the inn to get the drink. But sometimes they need a drink just to get there. Well, who's going to give me a drink to get there? How am I supposed to get? So biz and kretsch, until you get there, we also need a drink. And the rest of the song is on the golos, that in the shver of the golos, yeah, we know what's coming, but who's holding us till we get there? Who's holding us till we get there? It's like saying today, everyone was at tefillah with their nusach. Chofetz Chaim was mispalel that Eibishter should help us, we should have who to talk to. And the Rebbe Parshalam was that the Eibishter should give us a lechayim till Mashiach. Okay, then Shabbos.